Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.
Am Donnerstag laden wir uns ja immer ganz gerne Gäste ein und so auch heute. Heute haben wir einen musikalischen Gast und dessen bisher größten Hit, den kennen Sie mit Sicherheit, der klingt so.
Und jetzt ganz viele von Ihnen, ja, das kenne ich, das kenne ich, das kenne ich. Was ist denn das? Wer ist denn das? Wer ist denn das?
Das ist Tom O'Dell und Another Love. Vor 10 Jahren hatte er einen Hit mit diesem Song und jetzt Ende Oktober erscheint sein neuestes Album.
Smiling All the Way Back Home, Tom O'Dell hier bei Radio 1. Jetzt erstmal aus der Konserve, jetzt allerdings auch live zu Gast.
Bei uns im Studio. Hi Tom.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio 1.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Uns geht's prima, vielen Dank. We're fine, thank you very much.
Wunderbar.
Tom, your new record, we just heard a song of this record. It's quite a change to your last one, Monsters, that came out last year. And there were a lot of sonic experience. The new record is stripped down mostly to piano and voice. So tell us, what has happened in the last year?
I set myself the challenge about a year ago of finally making a record that is just piano and voice. And I saw this, I was on Instagram and I saw this post. You know Rick Rubin, famous music producer, and he, I don't know if anyone follows him who's listening, but he has this he puts up these posts and then he deletes them every single day, and it's just like it's just a bit of wisdom.
What did he say?
Well, he said, I saw this quote, this was like a year ago, and it was like, apply arbitrary limitation and the results are endless. Or something along those lines, but apply limitation to your work.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to make a record, write and record a record on my piano and just use nothing but my voice and the piano. And it was a real challenge.
Yeah, I guess.
And so the whole album is just, there's nothing else on it. And it really changed the way I was playing the piano. It really changed the songs I was writing, the way I was singing. And we made it in 3 months.
Tom, we have to translate it.
We just asked
the right question. So
yeah. You have to stop me because I have a habit of just talking for ages.
Also Rick Rubin, der berühmte Produzent, der hat auf Instagram gepostet, beziehungsweise er postet jeden Tag und unter anderem einen Ratschlag, der da lautet: Versuch dich zu limitieren und zu begrenzen. Und diesen Ratschlag hat Tom O'Dell zu Herzen sich genommen und sich hingesetzt und hat wirklich die Herausforderung angenommen. Und hat also nur mit Piano und seiner Stimme versucht, Songs zu schreiben. Er sagt, das war eine richtige Umstellung seines Songwritings. Und so ist halt dieses neue Album entstanden.
So, I see you as a classical songwriter. Hmm. How does it feel to be a classical songwriter in a time where you need 15 songwriters to write one song where we don't have no intros anymore because the algorithm says you don't have to?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I actually, you know, I have a lot to say about that. But I think actually there is a swing going back the other way again.
Right.
You know, I think that the audience are beginning to become interested in authenticity again. And I think it's interesting with streaming and TikTok and stuff that, like, songs that they don't need to have all this, like,
So you don't feel pressure about it to write like a modern song?
No, if anything, like I think also having been around now for a little while, like, you know, a decade, I'm an old man now. but you see, you know, and I'm sure you guys have this as well, but you see the songs that don't age well, you know, after like 3 or 4 years, you listen back to it and you go, God, that sounds like old, you know, or it just doesn't.
It's so 2015.
Yeah, it just I feel like I've always been interested in trying to write music that can stand the test of Time.
Okay. Ich habe ihn gefragt, wie er sich denn als klassischer Songwriter so fühlt in einer Zeit, wo mittlerweile 15 Songwriter pro Song ist auch keine Seltenheit mehr sind und wo es keine Intros mehr gibt. Und hat er gesagt, naja, also er zum ersten hatte das Gefühl, dass diese Entwicklung so ein bisschen zurückgeht. Und außerdem hat er schon immer versucht, Songs zu schreiben, die einfach in der Zeit weiterhin auch gültig sind, also diesen Test of Time auch bestehen.
Tom, the last years, the last months, the main topics were Corona, the pandemic, the war, the energy crisis, and you write a song and name the album after that song called "Best Days," best day of your life. Is that an escape from reality?
of my life.
Yeah, best day of my life.
Sorry.
Yeah, it seems a little out of touch, perhaps. I think when you listen to the song, you know, it's maybe the title is and the words are rub against the music. You know, it's a melancholic song. I think I was inspired by my own, struggles with. I've had a bit of anxiety and depression, and I've actually found that it's with those sort of lows come these incredible euphoric moments. And it's this thing about joy and pain, and sometimes you can even feel both, you know, like, not to get all soppy, but like with my girlfriend, who I adore and I love very much, like, sometimes I get these, like, little moments where I feel this immense love for her that is neither joy nor pain. Okay. It's sort of both.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the song kind of touches upon.
I'll try to translate, but that's difficult. Also, das Album heißt Best Day of My Life, benannt nach einem Song auf diesem Album. Und das ist ein bisschen widersprüchlich, sagt Tom. Es ist ein melancholischer Song, inspiriert durch auch persönliche Schwierigkeiten, depressive Phasen, die er hatte. Und er wollte einen Song machen, der Freude und Schmerz zusammenbringt, weil das ist manchmal nicht unbedingt ein Gegensatz, sondern es kann gleichzeitig ein gleichzeitiges Gefühl sein. Also wenn man jemanden liebt zum Beispiel, dass man also vor lauter Freude Schmerzen spürt, also das ist, habe ich es einigermaßen hingekriegt.
Ja, heute Abend Konzert im Huxley's, nur mit Piano oder mit Band? So tonight you're playing Huxley's with a band, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And not just the piano.
The
next tour is just little jazzy club.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to do that, actually. Yeah, we did that in the States, actually, just now.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year, and it was beautiful. It's very different, though.
Also, heute mit der ganzen Band im Huxley's. Es geht wahrscheinlich so los um 21 Uhr. Ich gucke gerade noch, ob wir vielleicht irgendwas verschenken können. Ich weiß es gerade nicht. Vielleicht wissen wir das dann auch erst nach dem Song. Hier zu Gast war bei Radio 1 Tom O'Dell mit seinem neuen Album Best Day of My Life. So, Tom, thank you very much for being here.
Dankeschön.
Thank you.
Und wir hören jetzt noch den Song, der das Album zu diesem Album mit diesem Titel macht. Hier ist er, Best Day of My Life. Oh, und ich höre gerade, wir haben Tickets. Also wenn Sie jetzt Lust haben, so we do have tickets for the show.
Oh, wonderful.
0331 70 99 111.